you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
If the sun has set you free, you are free indeed. Hey, happy Thursday, this July 5th, 2018. It is Joey Kroll with you. Did you have yourself a good 4th of July yesterday? Oh, we certainly did. We had a nice opportunity to set out and look at some great fireworks last night. And I just love, probably one of my favorite holidays. It really is. It's up there maybe in my top five, 4th of July. Friend, thank you so much for tuning in today. You found the radio ministry of Great News Radio. We are on the air because of God's goodness and because of His people, yeah, who rally around this radio ministry, who pray for us, who volunteer and financially contribute to the work here at Great News Radio. And if you feel led to make a gift of support, you can write to us anytime. Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. Or you can give online at greatnewsradio.org. Are you having yourself a good week? Our church is getting ready for our Vacation Bible School. Not this week, not next week, but the week after, July 16th, that whole week through the 20th, Galilee Baptist Church in Decatur. Looking forward to that. We are gearing up towards that. I know lots of other great churches in the area preparing for VBS. First Baptist Church of Farmer City hosting theirs next week, Monday, July 9th. And their theme is Discovering the God of the Universe. Cornerstone Baptist Church in Savoy getting ready for theirs, July 15th through the 19th. Also, Peace Lutheran in Thomasboro having theirs the week of July 16th. Lots of other great events taking place. Just take a look if you want more details at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Click on new events. There you'll find lots of concerts coming up, vacation Bible schools, Bible studies, and everything else in between. That's greatnewsradio.org. Click on new events. Well, today, here on the Thursday edition, we're going to be talking about the importance of church attendance. Now, we're not talking about legalism. We're not talking about you get saved by going to church. No, that's not what we're talking about today. We're going to be talking about the importance, why we gather together in a local body. The importance of church attendance. Coming up right after this, oh, it's a patriotic song. Here's Natalie Grant.
Oh,
That's right. We've come to lift up the name, that precious name of Jesus. I mean, think about that. That name is the only name by which we can be saved. There is no name under heaven, no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. That name of Jesus. Remember that song, that wonderful name of Jesus? Remember that song? Yeah. Hey, happy Thursday. It's Joey Kroll here with you. And there was a Christian who, he didn't really attend church regularly. And he finally came, and the pastor said to him after the service, "Hey, brother, you need to join the army of the Lord." And the man replied, "I'm already in the army of the Lord, pastor." And the pastor questioned, "Well, how come I don't see you except just Christmas and Easter?" And he whispered back, "Because I'm in the Secret Service." And I think it was Lifeway. Lifeway did research a few years ago that showed that the average Christian today attends church 2 to 3 times a month. And today we're going to be taking a look from the Word of God on the importance of church attendance. We're not talking about legalism here. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about obedience, right? So if you have your Bible today, I hope you can join me in Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, talking about the importance of church attendance. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19, it says, "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed in pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." So we see a few things here on the importance of church attendance. We gather together to worship God. Verse 22 says, "Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith." Let us draw near. You know, there's something about worship where we draw near to God. You know, in the Old Testament, the tabernacle was a place where God resided in a place called the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle. And it was the high priest who was able to go into the Holy of Holies. And there's a certain manner in which you entered this place. In fact, Aaron's sons entered the Holy of Holies in an unlawful manner, and God killed them right there on the spot. But now, through Jesus Christ, praise God, we have direct access to God, where we can now draw near to him. It's awesome. And when we draw near to him in his presence, we adore him. We worship him. We worship him. We worship him. We gather together corporately and worship him. Not just through song, but also through our service. In Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider how to stir up one another to love," watch this, "and good works." The other week, came home. Now, I pastor full time and greatly appreciate serving here at Great News Radio in a part-time capacity, but my full-time position is being a pastor at Galilee Baptist Church in Decatur. Just last week, I came home Tuesday night, 10 o'clock at night. Wednesday night, 10:30 at night, worked all day for an outreach event this past Saturday in the dead heat of the summertime sun. Why did I do that? Because I was worshiping God. That's why. It's not a job. It's part of my worship. I worship him through service. We worship him through our service, but we also worship him through our giving. In fact, in Proverbs chapter 3, it says, "Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce." We gather together, friend, to worship the Lord. But we also gather together to encourage one another. Hebrews 10:25 says, "Not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another." Encouraging one another. and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Did you know that we encourage one another? The Bible never teaches, friend, if you're listening, can you hear me? Yeah. The Bible never teaches about Lone Ranger Christianity. Don't see that anywhere in God's Word. Nowhere. Nowhere. You see, we have a responsibility as believers and as brothers and sisters. We are to encourage one another. And let me just read you some of these here, okay? There are tons of one another's in the New Testament. John 14:13 says, wash one another's feet. Romans 12:10, prefer one another. Romans 12:16, be of the same mind one toward another. Romans 14:13, do not judge one another. James 3:11, do not speak evil of one another. Romans 4:19, edify one another. Romans 15:7, receive one another. 1 Corinthians 12:25, care for one another. 1 Corinthians 16:20, greet one another. Galatians 5:13, serve one another. Galatians 6:20, bear one another's burdens. Ephesians 5:21, submit to one another. 1 John 1:7, fellowship with one another. Friend, do you think God is trying to tell us something? I'm telling you, the Bible says we need one another and we gather together to encourage one another. Encourage. Encourage one another. We gather together to strengthen one another. We sharpen one another. We encourage one another. We comfort one another. We rejoice with one another. We grieve with one another. We gather together to encourage one another. So the importance of church attendance, we gather together to worship God corporately, we gather together to encourage one another, and we gather together to grow with one another. I don't know if you're able to, but turn over to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, of course, is the early church, right? And we see Peter getting up and preaching a message. Preaching a message in Acts chapter 2. He was filled with the Holy Spirit of God. He had boldness. And in Acts chapter 2, verse 41, there was a response we see here. So those who received his word were baptized. And there were added that day about 3,000 souls. So there was a response to the preaching and teaching of the Word of God. They received God's Word. They were baptized. So what did these 3,000 souls do after they came to faith in Christ? Verse 42, it says, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. In other words, they sat under solid Bible teaching. They didn't just pray a prayer. They didn't just come down an aisle. They didn't just raise their hand and get saved and never come to church again. You know, some people, they remind me of Alka-Seltzer. You know, you baptize them, you put them in water, they fizzle for a little bit, and then they disappear, right? Let me tell you, friend, if you are not in Christian fellowship with the local church, I can almost guarantee you that you are probably not growing in the way you should. We gather together to worship God. We gather together to encourage one another, and we gather together to grow together. You know, there was a church that was built back in, year 1500-ish or so in Europe. And in that church building, they had no electricity, obviously. They had no lights. And the mayor of that town said everybody is to bring his or her own lantern to church. And at the end of the pew, there was a place where the people would hang their lanterns. And as people came one at a time, bringing their lantern to the church, they would hang it on the end of the pew. Another would come and hang his. And the more the people came, the brighter the church house was. If no one came, the church house was in darkness. You kind of see where I'm going there. Friend, we gather together. The importance of church attendance, we gather together to worship God corporately. We gather together to encourage one another. And we gather together to grow with one another.
song shall rise to thee.
Right, it's music from Stephen Curtis Chapman here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on this listener-supported radio ministry, Great News Radio. You can always drop me a note. Love to hear from you, joey@greatnewsradio.org. Well, we're going to have some patriotic music from the London Philharmonic Orchestra to lead us out here today. Here's the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.